Checking in now with new Star Valley Braves head basketball coach, Matt Shumway. Coach Shumway, thanks for taking a few minutes and being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
First off, let's give our listeners some background on yourself. You've spent the last many years in Preston, a couple hours away from us here in Afton and, of course, Western Wyoming. But highly competitive Preston Indian program over the last several years. Tell us a little bit about your background. You're a teacher as well. Kind of tell us what you've been doing and how this process played out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been, you know, I was born and raised in Preston, and so I've really spent most of my life there. And so when I started coaching there, it's actually been 19 years that I've coached there. The last 12, I've been teaching at the high school as well, and had the opportunity to fulfill a lot of different coaching duties there. I spent the first 6 years as an assistant at all three levels, and then 9 years as the freshman coach, and then the last four as the JV coach. And so I've got a lot of different experience with different ages, did some junior high as well in there, and even some little league with kids growing up. So just excited for the opportunity to lead a program, and I've always had a lot of respect for Star Valley in the years that we've gone against them, and so I'm excited for what the future holds.
And obviously, coming here to Star Valley, from a point of emphasis standpoint, some of the things that you feel you bring after 19 years of coaching over in Preston, what are some things that Star Valley fans can expect from what's coming from their bench this year?
Well, I'm a very competitive person. I love to win, and I know Star Valley has a high expectation of their sports programs, and they're very successful there in Star Valley, and that's exactly what I want. Coming from a program like Preston, where we've won a lot over the last few years, the expectation for me coming in is we want to compete and play in state championship games and win state championship games, and build a program that can move forward and be viewed as one of the top in Wyoming. I hold myself to that standard, and part of that is, you know, all of us, you know, coaches, players, community buying into the program and building the culture and just seeing where it takes us.
You talk about Preston and the success that they've enjoyed. Yeah, they won, correct me if I'm wrong, won at least three in a row here before not too long ago. But yeah, kind of get us caught up on, because we don't see the Indians every single season, but kind of get us caught up on some of the success that you've helped build there in Preston just over your career.
Okay. You know, when I started at Preston, it was the first year they got moved up to the 4A classification. They'd been 3A for, you know, as long as I could remember. And so the first few years were kind of tough. It's tough moving up a classification and playing against those bigger schools. And we just slowly built it and kept pecking away at it until we finally got over the hump in 2016. We won our first state championship as the 4A classification that year. And you're right, we did win three in a row. We actually played in six consecutive state championships.
Wow.
We won four of them. So we won three, and then we lost one, and then we won one, and we lost one. So it was an incredible run. You know, over the course of 6 years, you change a lot of athletes, and we had some really good players, I'm not going to lie. But Coach Jones there in Preston is a phenomenal coach, and I'm just fortunate to have learned under him for, you know, so many years, and see how he built that program and be a part of it, and hoping to replicate that success here.
Is there any sort of added challenge as well to when you take a new job, you come over to a new school, and you're coaching one of the winter sports that tends to get a little sandwiched as far as when you get to start working with your players? As you know, some of the fall sports, the coaches come in, they get their players all summer right off the bat. Is that something that adds to the challenge of transitioning to a new school, or no?
Yes, to a certain extent. I think the biggest challenge we'll face this first year is the fact that being hired in July, we missed out on a lot of June summer camps. And so that opportunity to get familiar with each other, me with the kids with me and the staff and stuff, we won't have. So we'll have to really go to work when we get, you know, close to basketball season and try to accomplish a lot in a short amount of time. So there are some challenges with that, but at the same time, you know, we're going to put in the work and see what happens. You know, I'm excited and look forward to it.
Speaking with Matt Shumway, recently approved by LCSD number 2 Board of Trustees as the new head basketball coach for Star Valley High School. Coach Shumway, you mentioned you're an educator. Tell us about that. What subject do you teach? And obviously there's a lot that happens off the court. What are some things that you do there as a teacher and educator, and some of the other things that you like to do?
So I have a social studies composite major, so that gives me a variety of topics I can teach. In Preston, I primarily taught world history, some U.S. history, and American government. Also did some elective classes like current events, which, as you guys know, the news cycle has been rather interesting over the last several years, so that always provided some interesting topics in class, but that's mostly what I've taught. My degree, I can teach sociology, psychology, economics. There's a lot of things that go into a composite major, and not sure yet what I'm going to be teaching at Star Valley. They're still working on that, and I should be hearing from them before too long.
Also, Coach Shumway, I just want to point out you're bringing someone with you to join the program. You and I kind of talked for just a minute. You've got a son that'll be joining the program, and kind of talk to us about that.
Yeah, so my oldest son, he's 15. He'll be a sophomore. He's a basketball junkie. He loves it, and that's his primary sport. In fact, I'm actually in Las Vegas right now because he's playing in a tournament down here this weekend. So I came down to watch him before I take him home this weekend. And I'll be 100% honest. This move's kind of hard because he's got a good group, close group of friends for him in Preston, and a good basketball group that he's grown up with. But he's excited. He knows a couple of the kids in Star Valley that he's known over the years and played against. He'll transition well. We have 5 kids total, and he's our oldest, and so we're excited.
So it sounds like a passion for basketball seems to run in the family. Can you kind of take us through a little of the background that you have there? What brought on this strong love for the sport of basketball for you?
That's a great question. I can't really point to where it started for me personally. It's been there my whole life. I had one or two older brothers that played a little bit of high school basketball, but not at the varsity level. I got in with a group of friends at a young age that we started traveling competitively, and over the years we just played a lot. And in high school, I was fortunate to be a member of a state championship team my senior year at Preston, I guess my kids being raised in a sports home, my wife loves sports as well. She's a big basketball fan, and so that helps. And so our kids kind of didn't have a choice. If they wanted a bed to sleep in, they better follow sports. So it's just kind of part of us. And I have 2 other sons. One's 10, and he's kind of following the footsteps of his older brother. He loves it as well. And then we have a 3-year-old, which we'll try to steer him that way too.
I like the sound of that, Coach. Get out there and hit those free throws before you get to sleep tonight. I like
that's
that.
That's right.
Got to hit 50 in a row. Coach, we've been speaking with Matt Shumway, recently approved as the new head coach for the Star Valley Braves basketball team. Coach Shumway, anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention before we let you go?
No, I look forward to getting over there and meeting, you know, the community and getting ourselves acquainted. We've been to Afton and Star Valley a few times, just kind of in passing, or to visit, you know, friends or family that might be over there at different times. And we're excited to be a part of the community. And, you know, it's going to be a rush. We only have a month till school starts and finding a house and everything else. So we're going to get there eventually. But on a side note, I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you guys being a voice for high school athletics. It's pretty unique, and I think the job you guys do, what I've seen over the years and whatnot, is pretty impressive. So I appreciate you guys and covering high school sports.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you for the compliment, and look forward to working with you more. And as you mentioned, it's going to be a busy rush this next month. We wish the best for you and your family, and good luck down there in Vegas. Don't lose the family nest egg while you're down there.
And it's too hot to go out and do much. It's already almost 100 and it's early in the morning. So
Matt Shumway, new Star Valley Braves head coach. Thanks, coach, and good luck to you. We'll speak again soon.